I hope you're having a great day out there, and things are going well. But in Jamaica, it is now a disaster zone, and the entire airport is flooded, entire towns are underwater, and tens of thousands of tourists are actually trapped. They're calling it the storm of the century. Hurricane Melissa has struck with hurricane force winds exceeding 180 miles per hour. This being touted as the storm of the century is very powerful, and Jamaica has been declared a disaster area, and people are trying to work together to, start piecing back everything. But the Prime Minister, Andrew Holness, said that the island was a complete disaster area as he seeks to prevent any kind of exploitation of the citizens, and they're trying to secure food and water and supplies because it is so bad. It's literally just completely devastated, and they're saying that the storm left Jamaica, it went over to Cuba, it weakened a little bit. It's going to start weakening eventually through Friday into a category two, but so far, 7 deaths have been reported, also an infant. And they're saying literally this is like $125 billion in damage. It's going to surpass. Of course, Hurricane Katrina, one of the most expensive storms previously. But this, like I said, they're calling it the storm of the century. This is like something out of a movie. And why is that? Well, it's because the Nibiru Nemesis star system is arriving. And we're at the point to which this is all going to start happening. Entire town submerged, airport completely submerged. It means flights are not going to be able to get into the area. Some footage of the carnage from the area right here, some images on screen, and it's just completely devastated the people trying to find water, food. Of course, the hurricane's still on track to go through the Bahamas to the east on Thursday and then up off the east coast of New York, pretty far out in the Atlantic by Friday as it becomes a category two hurricane. So obviously, we need to pray for those people and wish them the best. But a lot of people affected from Jamaica through Cuba, and it's going to be through the Bahamas. All of these different agencies reporting virtually the same information. It was just so bad. They knew it was going to be bad, but Kingston, Jamaica's the capital, was spared the worst of the hurricane, but western parts of the island experienced, quote, total devastation. So the western part of the island had the eye wall that moved through it. We can see right here in the graphic, and these weather people have been doing a damage assessment, obviously. They're looking at an economic loss of about $22 billion with initial estimates. Some of the footage here we can see is off the chain. Wow, powerful. Look at that. I don't know. I hurricanes are creepy. So remain vigilant because a lot of this is coming about as this planetary system approaches 3 Ialis at perihelion with the sun. Any day now, more images should be coming out about this interstellar object. And, if it's only a comet and that's all it is, we still have to take into consideration the earthquakes of 1811, 1811, and the comet of 1811, and how that all played into making the Mississippi River flow backwards and creating an earthquake in the New Madrid region. And that can happen now, and they're actually, the military's drilling on it. But these Trump cuts have hindered warning systems for Alaska and other states, and hundreds are still displaced up in Alaska after they got hit by what they were saying was one of the worst storms in Alaska's history. So these storms in all these different regions around the world are historical now. They're saying they're 100-year storms, 1,000-year storms, historical. This typhoon hit up in Alaska, and now these people not seeing government assistance or federal funding for this. So the shutdown, obviously orchestrated, part of Rex 84. I went over this. I've talked about it. I'm going to go over an article that's posted on darkwire.xyz here in a little bit, but they're saying these senators are scrambling in vain to ease the shutdown consequences because this is day 29. But rest assured, they're not scrambling and they're not trying to ease anything. This is all designed to bring America into continuity government, which we're already in, but the deeper aspect of it, martial law. So once they can sidestep posse comitatus using the Insurrection Act, getting their rebellion, probably with this upcoming snap crisis here in the next couple days or the coming week. So these snap benefits are ending. They're trying to make it look like it's a left-right issue and that it's a war and this and that. But that's all just a show. And meanwhile, there's magnitude 3.7 earthquake around Yellowstone. And this happened on the 28th yesterday. So 39 miles from Big Sky, Montana. And there's been swarming out in Yellowstone. Lots of activity just worldwide. Mount Rainier rattled by more than 300 earthquakes. This was a couple months back. But people in the area on complete edge as 300 earthquakes erupted at Mount Rainier. So just hundreds and hundreds of earthquakes and the whole Cascadia subduction zone, all of this. But the government's closed. The president is MIA. He's missing in action. But we've seen some of the footage of the president meeting with foreign leaders and stuff. But this article out of the Atlantic is saying that the 29 days that the government has been closed, President Donald Trump has not traveled to Capitol Hill to jumpstart negotiations, brought congressional leaders to the White House to broker the deal. Let's see. When it comes to the government shutdown, Trump barely seems to be paying attention. And that is because he just outright knows we are in continuity of government at the highest level. He's obviously been briefed on this. The general's meeting was really done behind closed doors. The real portion of that, they had to sign NDAs. Much like with this Venezuela thing, by the way, all of the top brass had to sign NDAs with the Venezuela war that's approaching right now. We got Navy off the coast and they're getting ready to do something. And potentially a Carrington event is coming up or a solar storm that's going to take out some electronics. But the government can also induce something like that. But they're saying that, people are noticing that Trump's been MIA a little bit. So it makes you wonder if he is bunkered down. I mean, look, Trump says right here they're prepared to send more than the National Guard into US cities. This was in a speech to American troops assembled in Japan on Tuesday.
Big news! Wayfair's Black Friday sale is here. Right now, score up to 80% off everything home. These are our best deals of the year. Shop Wayfair's Black Friday sale now at wayfair.com.
Wayfair, every style, every home.
DC politicians want to enact harmful credit card mandates that could take away your cash back and rewards points, perks that stretch your budget and make life a little easier. Losing these benefits means less money for your family's everyday essentials like gas and groceries. The perks you rely on could disappear, leaving you with higher costs and fewer options. Tell Congress to guard your card and oppose the Durbin-Marshall credit card mandates.
Paid for by Electronic Payments Coalition.
Trump said that he would expand his orders if he decides it's appropriate. All right, they're not going to show us much there. President Trump told American troops assembled in Japan on Tuesday that he was prepared to send, quote, more than the National Guard into these cities to enforce these crackdowns, crime and immigration. So he's talking about battle-hardened Marines. So, battle-hardened Marines, get used to it because it's going to be like a scene out of Red Dawn when they had those Americans in the camp and the Chinese or Russians had them in there or whatever. But it'll be the American government and they'll just be putting red listers in these camps. Trying to read through this real quick. Yeah, so they're basically blaming all this on crime. And President Donald Trump obviously has made many statements in the past, but these are very similar statements and speeches that Hitler made back in the day when Hitler was bringing in the police state into Nazi Germany. So a lot of these, the same blueprint, really, the same plan. Trump's own Labor Department quietly admits his immigration crackdown risk supply shock-induced food shortages and higher prices. So, we likely will see empty shelves. All right, I'm back. There was someone outside. So there's going to be shortages and all this stuff going on. So I don't know. It's going to get weird. I mean, they're obviously positioning to put troops on the streets. And not just now. That's where it gets even worse. They're literally, they've beta tested this in Los Angeles, right? So they got those Marines in there, 800 of them, and they're also have asked the governors of all 50 states to have these rapid response teams ready to go, not only for their state, but for any state in the country in case this stuff starts really happening. So Avi Loeb going on the Joe Rogan show, Joe Rogan now admitting, saying, oh, it looks like Avi Loeb was right. It looks like this thing could be alien. And, you know, obviously this is getting strange. This thing's within viewing distance here, coming out from the side of the sun, I believe today. So we're going to see if people get images around Halloween or whatever. Had to say.
Getting very wild.
Yeah, there is a lot of misinformation. You know, some people said, I invented 3i Atlas, this object, in order to distract attention from the Epstein files.
Is that what people are saying?
Yeah, and I said, look, this object is the size of Manhattan Island. It's at 4.5 times the Earth-Sun separation. If I was able to put it out there, you know, I would be more powerful than the Pope. And because we're talking about a giant object that you can see from any place on Earth, you know, you can buy online a telescope that will allow you, half a meter in size, that will allow you to see it. It's out there. It cannot be faked.
Well, those people are fools. You can't listen to those people.
I don't listen to those. I don't listen to many people, you know.
Initially, a lot of people were dismissing your concerns, and they were saying that this object is nothing but a comet, and it's very normal. But then as it got closer and as we got more data, it seems like you're correct.
Well,
this is a very unusual object.
There is something really important to recognize here, that usually when you deal with scientific matters, they have very little impact on the future of humanity. Very little. You know, if the neutrino has a little bit of a mass, doesn't really matter. You know, when we discovered the Higgs boson, the biggest impact was to confirm some idea we had back in the 60s. And, you know, obviously that affected, you know, those people who got the Nobel Prize. But most of us continued as if nothing happened. However, here, if we ever encounter alien technology, everything will change. It will affect the financial markets. It will affect politics in a major way. So my point is simple. This is different than other scientific matters. And the intelligence agencies know very well that events with very small probability have to be considered seriously because they could have major implications. Just think about October 7th. The Israeli intelligence agencies had a theory that the Hamas will do nothing. And they got data that indicated something is going on out there, but they dismissed it because of their theory. Now, because as a result of their mistake, which was clearly a blunder, a lot of people died on both sides, for that this could have been avoided if they were to consider a black swan event, an event that you put a small probability for it happening, but you look at anomalies in the data and say, look, the implications are so huge, we have to...
Now, the World Economic Forum and Club of Rome and some of these types have been preparing for a black swan event for a while because they actually knew what was coming. Guys, darkwire.xyz, the site's not totally done, but go there. One of the main articles out right now is Pentagon Shadow Protocols Engaged Nibiru Nemesis Star System Ushers in Rex 84 Era Amidst Cataclysmic Earth Changes. And the link's down there in the description, darkwire.xyz. You can also get the show on Apple Podcasts and Spotify now. So make sure and take advantage of that if you're driving or whatever and don't have the YouTube on, or you're listening later. It archives right after the live YouTube show, which is usually at 7 p.m. Eastern, 6 Central. I'm doing an early show right now just to get some of this information out before it's too late. A lot of people need to know all this stuff, what's going on. They're wondering. And basically, the Pentagon has had the Rex 84 program going for a long time, and they started drafting this up and how it would work with the contingency plans and how they were going to handle the arrival of the Nibiru Nemesis star system and any interstellar craft that arrived with it, and how that would tie into Blue Beam and all of this stuff, what they would leak to the public, why they would have all these alien movies like Men in Black and so on. But the catalyst is likely going to be this SNAP crisis, you know, and but the arrival of this planet is starting to perturb our planet, and all these natural disasters are going to start happening. So they're in continuity of government, and under Rex 84 protocols, they've basically induced the shutdown of the government, and they're using like Executive Order 11,490 to empower the Pentagon to suspend civilian oversight, reroute communications through NORAD, and deploy Space Force assets for quantum surveillance. Leaked briefings reveal encrypted comm intercepts between the deep state handlers and all this stuff. All the guy that hacked NASA and talked about the off-world grids and all this. And then this is tied into these frequency grids and HARP and voice to skull and all this stuff. And, you know, are they going to tame the populace? But right now they're going to try and rile up the populace. But Ronald Reagan talking about in a UN address how he occasionally would think how quickly our differences worldwide would vanish if we were facing an alien threat from outside this world. And that's where we are at today. And they knew that was coming because they even reported it actually back in the day. And then they started scrubbing articles about it. All this is real. Planet X is coming. Darkwire.com. There's light mode. You can click dark mode on the site. Really cool website. Go there. Not darkwire.com. Sorry. Darkwire.xyz. Darkwire.xyz. Link is in the description. So all this is becoming a reality, ladies and gentlemen. And things are going to start happening fast now, especially after Halloween and come November 1st. And then we're going to see all this you know, start coming to a head and really developing quickly. So I'm going to be on air a lot. I'll be back on later, 7 p.m. Eastern, 6 Central. Get this out to everyone. A little bit of information for the morning or early afternoon for you guys. I'll be back on 7 p.m. Eastern, 6 Central. I'm out.
Hey, Ryan Reynolds here. Wishing you a very happy half-off holiday, because right now Mint Mobile is offering you the gift of 50% off unlimited. To be clear, that's half price, not half the service. And Mint is still premium unlimited wireless for a great price. So that means a half day. Yeah? Give it a try at mintmobile.com/switch.
Upfront payment of $45 for 3 month plan equivalent to $15 per month required. New customer offer for first 3 months only. Speeds low after 35 gigabytes if network's busy. Taxes and fees extra. See mintmobile.com.